All right, welcome to the show, you guys. This is going to be part two on goals today, and we're excited. We love this topic just because if we get super clear on where we're going, it's inevitable that we're going to get there. So we're going to get more into the tangibles today on how to actually go and achieve our goals. I know that the last episode we talked more of the why and the importance of goals and why we need to be setting them. But when it comes down to goals, I just want to start with this. Is first and foremost, yes, we can have a long-term goal and where we're going, and that's super important. We're going to be reminding ourselves every single day of that. But we're more so going to talk about now, what is our annual goal that we're trying to achieve specifically this year? How much money do we want to make? How many recruits do we have to do? How much production do we have to go and do and back engineer that to quarterly, monthly, and specific action steps and how to go and hit our monthly goal? What is our monthly goal in order to hit that annual goal? And then break it down to weekly and daily actionable steps. And that's exactly what we're going to go through today, specifics to try to go and help you achieve your goals faster and make sure that we're achieving all of our monthly goals and at least getting super close to it. Because I believe, and you would probably agree with this, Brennan, when people set their monthly goals, it's kind of just like a pie in the sky. Let's just like throw something on a sheet of paper and hopefully it sticks type of thing. Like, we don't get super serious about hitting it. It's like the second of the month, and that's when people kind of put their monthly goal on paper, and it's already too late. Most people have, you know, never really take the time to go and back engineer on exactly what it's going to take to hit that monthly goal, and that's what we're going to get into today.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to get into four, you know, points around this, just some things to focus on, pay attention to when setting up those goals. And we'll get right into it with the first one being making a decision that you're going to hit that goal. And Jeremy talked about it. You need to not just have a goal out there that's a pie in the sky. It's something that you legitimately are going to fight for and you're going to think about on a regular basis. So if we were to look at a monthly goal, right, there should be something specific that you're hunting down that month and something attainable and something that you can track on a numbers basis that you're tracking down in that month. And you're going to make a decision outright that that's the only thing that matters within the business, right? That's the number one thing that when you wake up every single day, that's what you're focusing on. You're hunting it down. So obviously, first off, you need to take some time to figure out what that goal is and, you know, work with, you know, maybe somebody that's done that before and they're going to give you some advice around that. But then you need to make a decision that it's gonna happen for you. You're going to put in the work and put in the time. And like Jeremy said, at the end of the day, maybe we're not going to hit all the goals that we set on the date we set it. But as long as we're working towards it, getting very, very close, that's how we're going to start to get momentum leading into months following.
Right. And so, you know, you've made a decision when you back it up with massive action, which we're going to touch on at the end. But again, exactly what Brennan said. When it comes down to making a decision that we're going to hit this goal, I believe it starts with, in your mind, eliminating some distractions that will deter you from hitting that goal. You know, I think so many people set, it's kind of like a stretch goal. I mean, especially when we're brand new in the business, let's say we want to go and hit 5530. Well, it's going to take some work. Especially if it's just us on our own, it's going to take some work. Like, it's not like a couple hours a day kind of thing, make calls here and there and hope that it's going to happen. I mean, it's intentional work. We may have to go and put in some extra hours, show up early, stay later, work on weekends. Now, I take my Sundays off typically. That's my day to spend time with family. But really outside of Sundays, I mean, and not even Sundays, part of Sunday, there's still some time where I'll possibly run some appointments, but for sure Saturday, I mean, we have to be willing to work on Saturdays. We got to be willing to make calls on Saturdays and Fridays. And when most people are cooling it, that's when we have to step on the gas and work a little bit later, a little bit harder, more intentional. And that's when we know we've made a decision. You know, like when I see people going to the driving range at 2, 3 p.m. on a Tuesday or going grocery shopping on, you know, at 2, 3 p.m. on a Wednesday or mowing their lawn at 11 a.m. on a Monday, it's like I know they're not very serious because that is a distraction. That's an avoidance behavior, thinking that I have control of my time, so I'm going to decide to go grocery shopping. Right, in our prime working hours, it's just not going to happen. A decision is made when we have eliminated distractions. And so what would you have to eliminate Because usually that's how it works. Like a lot of people think, well, I have to go and add more things. No, I believe you have to detract more things from your life. For example, Netflix. That is a huge distractor for most people. Really, really big one. And so if we're really serious about hitting a goal, what are you willing to give up? And that's a question that you'll have to ask yourself. And if it's a bigger goal, well, we'll probably have to give up something that's even more important to us right now. And I'm not talking about giving up family or faith or fitness and health. I'm talking about giving up the hobbies for now. And so one day we'll be able to go and golf every single day if we choose, or mow our lawn at 11 a.m. every day if we choose. But our bank account is going to dictate that. And so we have to be super clear and not be delusional with really what it's going to take to hit our goal.
Yeah, and I think you know if you have total resolve that you're going to hit something, right? You know internally, is this a goal I'm kind of just throwing out there, or is this something that I'm committed to hitting? And so when you're going through the goal setting process, find something that you're legitimately committed to hitting, that you have total resolve, that come hell or high water, that's what you're going to track down. And you're going to fight till the very end to hit it, whether you're on track or not. That means you are setting the right type of goal and you're really getting after it towards that. And then like Jeremy said, if it's a bigger goal, there's a lot of sacrifices that'll have to be made. But just know that it's going to be worth it at the end of that 30, 60, 90 days or whatever it may be. But maybe you'll even have to go to your spouse, right? Maybe you'll have to go to your spouse and say, hey, over the next 30, 60, 90 days, I'm going to put in more work than I've ever done. I'm going to cut out X, Y, Z, but here's why we're going to go do that. And make sure you and your spouse are on the same page. So that way at the end of that 60 day, that 90 day timeline, you guys are way further along than you would have been if you hadn't set the goal and really got after it from there.
Right. And here's the key, you guys, and then we'll move on to the next point. So many people in the middle of the month, when they feel like they're not even close to hitting their goal, they automatically cool things down and they say, well, I'm now going to build some momentum for the next month. I'm going to hold some business back, hold some recruits back so I can go and hit my goal for the next month. That is a recipe for disaster, because we're never going to build momentum that way. Like the point, especially early on, the point of hitting a goal a lot of times is that we just miss it. We fight till the very end of the month, like the 30th day of the month. How close can we get to hitting 5530? How close can we get to hitting our monthly goal? And so the next month, now we have true momentum built up. Like not this like sandbag type momentum where, yeah, you may have a great next month, but then the month after that, we're going to have a bunch of zeros on the board. Like, I'm talking about true momentum. How we build true momentum is we fight all the way till the last day of the month. The last day of the month at 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 12 a.m. Eastern Time, when the month finally closes, then we can talk about the next month. But it's so crucial. I think if there's one thing that we've done well is we have fought till the bitter end. If we're not at 5530 yet, we're going to find a way to get it done. And that's been our mentality. And I'm so glad we've had it because I believe that's been a huge catalyst to where we've gotten today in business. 100%.
Yeah. So have some resolve around some sort of goal. If you're not licensed, you should be licensed in the next 30 days. If you haven't done your 3330, there's no reason you can't get that done in the next 30 days. But even if talking about things like MD and SMD, why wouldn't you be able to go MD in the next, 60 days or SMD in the next 3 months, right? 3 to 5 months? Because if you have the resolve and the work behind it, then you're going to put in the actionable steps that need to be done to start to achieve some of those goals. All right. So the next point is the belief side of things and actually believing that you can go hit that goal. Now, for me, speaking from experience, a lot of times I would set a goal, but maybe there was a 10, 20, 30% belief that I was actually going to go obtain that goal. And when you have a very small belief that you could hit it, you're probably not going to take the actionable steps necessary to go actually hit it. So what I'd encourage you to do is start to build your belief around hitting that goal. And even if it's a stretch goal, maybe it's a record month or something you've never done before, there's no reason as to why you can't hit that. But the way I've went about starting to build my belief that I can go obtain that goal is really through visualization. That's been a huge component for me. Every single morning I do visualization, and there's a couple different areas I do within that. One of which, I visualize myself hitting that goal. And again, it's a stretch goal. It's something maybe I've never done before, but I visualize myself doing it on a daily basis, a weekly basis, and then what the end goal looks like, how it feels, you know, so on and so forth. So I actually visualize myself hitting it. But the other thing I really do through visualization and meditation is I sell myself as to why I should and why I deserve to hit that goal. I really sell myself, you know, why I deserve to hit it through things like, you know, you're hardworking, you're driven, you're putting in the time nobody else is, you're making the calls, you're doing all these things, you're doing everything people talk about. And so what I do is I really take time selling myself on the belief that I can go do it. So then I start to build my internal belief by selling myself on the ability to hit it. And then I visualize myself actually hitting it. And throughout the month, it starts to give me confidence and it increases my belief maybe from that 20, 30% to that 70, 80, 90. And then what happens is then when you go hit it 1 month, you have a record month and the tools we're talking about allow you to hit that. Then your belief goes up that you can go do it the next time. And you just keep setting bigger goals. You keep knocking down because you have belief that you're able to go do that.
So true. Visualization, you guys, is super, super powerful. If we're not practicing that, I believe we're doing ourselves a massive disservice because, again, it's putting our subconscious mind in a situation that it now recognizes. And so even though consciously you've never hit that goal, your subconscious is going to work to put your conscious mind in that situation, hit that goal. And like Brennan said, it's amazing what starts to happen to your belief. Once you start hitting some goals, your identity raises in a big, big way. So the next component, which is massive, and this is something that's really changed for me in the past year, is this concept of pre-planning. For the really the first three and a half years in my business career and when I played baseball, I would never pre-plan my day. Like in school, whenever they would give the year agenda, I'm not sure if you did this. I always made a decision in my mind. This year, I'm going to pre-plan and fill every single day on my school agenda. And guess what? After 3 days of doing it, it's the gone. Fourth day, I wouldn't do it, and I didn't do it for the rest of the year. And that was like 12 years straight from K to 12 and in college and in my baseball career. So I finally truly made a decision this year. I got myself a planner. I got organized with it, and I said, I will not miss a day. And guess what? I have not missed a day. I have not missed a day. And I'm so glad that I haven't because, man, it's helped me get clear on, A, how to go and set myself up to have a solid week, but then how to break it down on daily actionable steps on how to go and hit that goal, which is exactly what we are going to get into now. So when starting a month, you guys, first and foremost, when it comes down to activity and the most important parts that I need to focus on throughout the week, I like creating a scoreboard for myself. So for example, on this scoreboard, it's how many contacts am I going to make? How many appointments am I going to book? How many appointments am I going to go on? How many confirmed guests will we need to do in the base shop every single week? How many guests need to show? How many comments do I need to post on social media? So on and so forth. Actionable steps that I'm going to measure on a day-to-day basis so I can go and hit that monthly goal. But for the week, I for my goal when I set it, it's what has been my record amount of appointments that I've been on. What's been the record amount of contacts that I've made? And that is the number that I'm trying to beat every single week. So now it becomes like a game for myself that I'm playing. And I tell you what, it has really, really helped, especially when you look at it every single day. You know what that number is. For example, contacts for me in a week right now, the record I think is 130 contacts for me in a week. That's the number that I have to beat next week. Or appointments, my record is 22 appointments in a week. That's the number that I have to beat week in, week out. And now it becomes a game where it doesn't really feel like work anymore. It's just a game against yourself.
Yeah, 100%. So you start off with that monthly goal. Maybe that's that stretch we're talking about. You've built your belief around it. And now that's the goal you're hunting down every single day. So the way you break that down is you take that monthly goal, like Jeremy said, and then what I do, let's say, just use an example. Let's say it's, you know, 10, 10, 30. Maybe that's the goal is 10, 10, 30, and you're fighting for it. You've never done it before, and it feels a little bit uncomfortable trying to go for that. But you break that down over 10, 10, 30, and you break that down over a weekly basis. What would you have to do this week production-wise, recruiting-wise, to make sure you hit 10, 10, 30 by the end of the month. Well, if you break that down, you can statistically look at it, it'd be about just over 7,000 points a week. So you know that if you do 7,000 points per week, you're going to be on track to have the 30,000 points at the end of the month. And then once you have that weekly goal, you can then break it down to know, what do I need to do today to make sure I hit my 7,000 points per week? Because if you just look at 10, 10, 30, that seems like a stretch for a lot of us because that looks like a big number. But if we break it down to a weekly attainable goal, now we can start to see ourselves hitting that. And then what I do is I visualize that goal in the morning, but then I write down the production and the recruiting I'm looking for that week. And then that day, all I'm thinking about is, what people do I need to talk to? What conversations do I need to have? What appointments do I have to get going to make sure that I hit my goal today and this week? So that way we hit the goal this month. But I think a lot of the times people just put their monthly goal, if you'd agree, and then they wait. They don't really have a game plan on how to go get it, right? They wait till the second or the third week, and they hope that they're going to hit it. But by the third, it's just month in, month out. By the third week rolls around, they are always behind, and then they're going to try for the next month and the next month. But they just seem to be always behind their goal. The reason being is there's no sense of urgency. But if we break that monthly goal down to a weekly goal, it gives you that sense of urgency to know that if I don't do it this week, that means I'm behind. And then I'm going to have to double up next week. It's going to make it that much harder. So I need to make sure I put in the time, put in the work when it's the first of the month to make sure I'm on track.
Right. So now in scheduling your day, you guys, here's now the crucial part is we should be scheduling it really by the half hour. You know, if you're not that busy yet, it might be by the hour, but as you start to ramp up your schedule, it's by the half hour, and sometimes it's by like 15 minutes. So you should have a calendar, a schedule somewhere, either it's on your phone, on paper. I like paper for whatever reason. I also plug in the same calendar in my phone as well. But from the hour that you wake up to the minute that you go to bed, that should be scheduled in. So like my wake up time is written in my calendar. My workout time is written in. What time I eat breakfast, what time I read my goals, all the appointments I have throughout the day, all the contacts that I have to go and make, calling teammates. Everything is scheduled in, pre-planned by the half hour or at most the hour. I can't tell you guys how important this is. Because every day when you look at your calendar, and if you see a bunch of blanks as far as like no appointments, well, for the majority of that day, and I'm sure you would agree, we should be making contacts and prospecting. Like there really should be nothing else that we should be doing that day, maybe other than studying and practicing our craft a little bit. But really, we're going to learn that stuff in the field anyways. And so if our schedule is blank, that's a huge red flag that, hey, I got to get on the phone. I got to book appointments because at the end of the day, you guys, yes, a bunch of contacts is important, but really what's important is how many people am I getting in front of on a week to week basis?
Yeah.
That's the number we have to measure.
Yeah. It's so important to pre-plan your day just because you guys would agree, and I'm in the same situation, that there are going to be days that you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Right. As much as you're going to think about your goals and read your goals and things like that, there's going to be days where you feel like doing nothing at all. But if we pre-plan our day, then all we have to do is do exactly what we wrote in that book, exactly what we wrote in that calendar, and then we have our calendar run our schedule as opposed to our motions run our schedule. And then if we know in the starting off the week that we schedule everything in, all I have to do is I just need to go to work and do exactly what I've planned because that's going to hit my weekly goal. And then if I do that again week in, week out, I'll hit my monthly goal and then I'll hit my annual goal and away you go from there. So just know that pre-planning is really the component that's going to keep you on track and really keep you disciplined on the days you really don't feel like doing anything.
So here's our challenge to you is don't let yourself off the hook. Do not let yourself off the hook because, by the way, the majority of days, you don't really feel like doing a whole lot of work.
Vast majority,
right? Very few days where I wake up and I'm like, I am so fired up to make calls. I'm so fired up. Now, I have to get myself ramped up before I'm going to do it. But, man, for the most part, when I wake up, I'm like, man, I got to make calls today. I have all these appointments. So I have to go and kind of psych myself up to be fired up to go and make these calls and go on these appointments. But just understand that the majority of days, you probably won't feel like doing it. So for sure, if it's not pre-planned, now we're for sure not going to do it. So once it's pre-planned, at least we're giving ourselves a chance. And now I would encourage you to have somebody that's doing this with you. that's just as fired up as you, that has a similar goal as you, that's committed, that's determined, that has drive to go and make this happen, and allow yourselves to hold each other accountable. I think if there was one thing that we are thankful and grateful of is that we had each other from day one, where every day we could push ourselves. If I saw Brennan making calls and I wasn't, well, guess what? I picked, by the way, it just happened the other day. Brennan walks in my office 4 days ago, and we're just kind of sitting there and we're talking about getting directs, and all of a sudden Brennan kind of pulls out his phone and just starts making calls. And I'm like, well, I may as well do the same thing. I wasn't planning on it, but I may as well just start making some calls. And I ended up booking an appointment and actually almost recruited that guy. But it's crazy what happens when you have a running mate that's doing this with you. You are on the same page. You're holding each other accountable. Usually on the days that, like, I don't feel like doing something, Brennan does. Or the days that Brennan doesn't and I do. It's just, it's funny how that works. Yeah. But man, it's powerful.
That's so good. Yeah. Pre-planning, finding a running mate. And in addition to that, it's so important to read your goals on a regular basis and remind yourself as to why you're doing it. Because like Jeremy talked about, we don't feel like doing this. Most people don't feel like doing this on a, you know, 95 percentile basis on the days you show up. You don't feel like putting in the hard work that needs to be done. But when you continuously sell yourself on the goal, if you're continuously visualizing it, if you're continuously thinking about it and talking about it, then it's very, very difficult to give up on that goal because you just want it so bad because that's what you're constantly thinking about. And that's going to push you to do the things that might be uncomfortable for yourself, especially on the days you don't want to go do it.
Right.
Okay. And then the last step it really comes down to, so we got making a decision, visualization, pre-planning, and then really the last one is massive action. Right. I think we've been very good at that in the sense that if we make a decision, we take massive action the day of. Right. I think a lot of people will wait a week or 2 weeks or three weeks. But what happens is the law of diminishing intent comes into play. And the longer it takes or the longer it takes for you to actually do something, the less likely that you're actually going to go do it. So as soon as you've made a decision, as soon as you have resolve, as soon as you've broken it down, you've pre-planned, then comes the massive action, because none of that else matters if you're not willing to put in the work.
Yeah.
The goal at the end of the month is completely irrelevant if you're not willing to make the contacts and the hard work and the appointments. So once that's all done, once you've really set up mentally, you have the resolve, you've got your schedule, you got everything together, then it just comes down to putting in the work. And what I would encourage you to do is front load the work, right? So let's say you had a list of 50 people you're gonna reach out to throughout the month. What I see a lot of agents do is they'll take those 50 people and they'll spread it out over 30 days, right? So they'll do one or two a day and they're just not really getting a whole lot of momentum. I would challenge you to start off the month by front loading all of that and reaching out to, let's say, all 50 on day one, because what's going to happen is that's going to fill up your schedule really for the majority of the month. But in addition to that, a bunch of people aren't going to answer. Right. So then you can follow up with the people that didn't answer and communicate with them throughout the month. But when we front load that month to begin with, that's also starting to build our belief that we have a legitimate opportunity to go hit this. Right. A legitimate chance to hit this monthly goal. Whereas the alternative is if we wait, that belief continues to go down that we can hit that. And as that belief continues to go down, the likelihood that we're going to put in the work necessary to get done goes down alongside it.
That is so good, you guys. I mean, if we could give you any piece of advice, and if there's one thing that we've done a pretty good job of, is do a lot of work in a short period of time. Like, collapse your time frame. So many people want to like stretch it out. Why stretch it out? Why stretch it out and make it harder on yourselves? Go and do a lot of activity in a short period of time. And that's with anything. That's with anything in business. That's like our health, exercise. That's anything in life. Do a bunch of it in a short period of time. That's how you build momentum. And that's how you get good, by the way. That is really how you get good. Do you want to get good on the phone? Make a ton of contacts in a short period of time. Like this concept of making one phone call a day, hey, I get the psychology around it. I really do. It's consistency of effort. But I think we all know that one phone call a day is just not going to get us anywhere. It's just not. But we have to get into that double digit mark. I believe at least the double digit mark, at least 10 every single day consistently, so we can start building some momentum. Unless we're just in a killer market, like everybody we talk to, they all got $500,000 to move, different story. But for the majority of people, it's not like that. We really do need to front load the work. If you do that, you will thank yourself tenfold because it is that important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the last thing in closing is just the idea of not giving up on that goal. Again, if we set that 30-day timeline, even if you're behind in the first week or even if you're behind in the second week, you can still go knock off that goal. You just need to continue putting in the work, putting in the effort, and believing that you can. Because who's to say that, you know, the next person you talk to might not be the big client that you need to hit that goal, or the next person you talk to might be the agent that's really going to take you off. You just never know what's on the other side of a phone call or a conversation that's going to be the next person that's going to fill into your goal there. So this is speaking from experience on this. Is the whole goal setting thing for myself was I was very limited in my knowledge and my ability to go do it. And the real reason is because I didn't believe I could hit it. And I went through this process and I've done this for quite some time now. And my belief in hitting goals has gone up astronomically. And you know how much fun it is when you can set a goal and you know you got a very good chance of hitting it. It's so much more fun once you start to build your belief. And then what you get to do is you get to build something in your mind, you get to build something on paper, and then you get to build something in life because you know that you have the ability and the skills and the tools necessary to make sure you go hit it.
Yeah, it is a really, really good feeling, you guys. And it may take a little bit of time, right? I mean, it took you 4.5 years. It's taken me 4.5 years to really grasp and understand this concept. And so it will take some time. And so just keep plugging away with it. Keep getting better at it and better at it and better at it. And before you know it, you're going to start knocking out all the goals that you set and then some. So that's all we got for you guys today. Make sure that you go and subscribe to our YouTube channel and our podcast as well, The Legion Show. Hey, we appreciate our viewers and our listeners. We don't take this lightly. Our goal is to bring you value. And I think next up is we're looking to do an incredible interview with one of our big field leaders with our firm. So that's all we got for today.
Thanks, guys.